Hello, I'm Neil Schiff, and welcome to Inside the FBI, a weekly podcast about news, cases, and operations. Today, we're talking about hate crimes.
The FBI can investigate instances of racial discrimination, religious discrimination, especially those against a religious structure like a church or a mosque or a synagogue.
Hate crimes have been around a long time, and the FBI takes these horrific crimes seriously. Supervisory Special Agent Cynthia Deedle is the acting chief of the Civil Rights Unit in the FBI's Criminal Investigative Division.
A hate crime under most state and federal statutes is a crime which is committed against a person or a property and which is motivated in whole or in part by the perpetrator's bias or animus against the victim's race or religion or national origin or disability.
What kind of hate crimes are there? Do they get put into categories?
They do, and I think some of the state statutes that have passed hate crime legislation are different than the federal statute. And probably the biggest difference that we have in the federal system is that our statute has a requirement that we need some type of force or threat of force as part of the crime for the FBI to be able to investigate it. So for example, if you have an action which is forceful, where somebody is trying to interfere or intimidate with the victim's right to engage in a certain activity, like for example, trying to eat at a restaurant, trying to enter a movie theater, and that person is prohibited from doing so because of his race or religion or national origin, that could be considered a federal hate crime. So we're a little bit more limited than a lot of the other state statutes which are similar.
There are all kinds of hate crimes, and Special Agent Deedle has investigated them all.
There are many examples of hate crimes that I can speak to. Some of the crimes that we look at in the FBI, for example, involve housing discrimination. And that's been quite apparent in the last few years, especially with the increase in noose incidences around the country in the last year especially. A lot of the nooses that were hung on a private property, on a home, for example, were considered a violation of the Fair Housing Statute because it was seen as a type of force or threat of force which interfered or intimidated with that person's right to just occupy their home. There also is religious discrimination. If there is an incident of vandalism or a damage to a religious structure like a church or a mosque or a synagogue, and the intent of that damage is because of religious animus, that is also a federal hate crime. We have election crimes, which is obviously relevant in the last few months, where we can investigate a violation of election laws if somebody is prohibited from voting, for example, based on their religion, their race, their color, and if there is, again, some type of force or threat of force. And then lastly, probably the biggest initiative that we have in the FBI is our cold case investigation, our initiative, which is we've identified about 95 unsolved hate crimes from the civil rights era, which we've now tried to go back and investigate to make sure that we have given these cases all due consideration, which they deserve, quite frankly.
How is the FBI making inroads to combat hate crimes? Who are we working with?
I think the FBI has done a fantastic job in all of our 56 field offices with establishing partnerships with local and state and county law enforcement agencies. So we do a good job of coordinating our investigations with a local police department, a state district attorney's office, and also, and even somewhat more importantly, is we've established liaison partnerships with a lot of non-governmental organizations like the NAACP, the Anti-Defamation League, LULAC, CARE, and various other groups to open up some dialogue with them so that if they hear about a hate crime, they can call us and we can respond.
The Hate Crime Statistics Act of 1990 mandated that the Attorney General collect information about hate crimes. The FBI's Uniform Crime Reporting Program in the Criminal Justice Information Services Division compiles the data from input from police agencies across the United States. The chief of the program, known as UCR, is Greg Scarborough. His staff compiled the latest information.
In 2007, the FBI reported statistics that about 7,624 criminal incidents involving about 9,006 offenses were reported to the FBI as a result of a bias toward a particular race, religion, sexual orientation, ethnicity, or national origin, or a physical or mental disability. And looking back in 2006, those stats were somewhat just slightly higher at about 7,722 criminal incidents involving 9,080 offenses as associated with those particular bias motivations.
Not only are people victims of hate crimes, but property as well.
In 2007, we had 5,400 hate crime offenses classified as crimes against persons. Leading that classification was intimidation, which accounted for about 47.4% of crimes against persons. Simple assaults followed at about 31%, and aggravated assaults led behind that at 20.6%. Interestingly, 9 murders were reported as a result of a hate crime. On the flip side, there were 3,579 hate crime offenses classified as crimes against property. Most of those, and actually 81%, were acts of destruction, damage, or vandalism. The remaining 18.6% of crimes against property consisted of robbery, burglary, larceny theft, motor vehicle theft, arson, and other offenses which included bribery and things such as counterfeiting.
And Scarborough says hate crimes can be for one reason or multiple reasons.
In 2007, of the 7,621 single bias incidents, and there were 3 multiple bias incidents reported, 50.8% were motivated by racial bias, 18% were motivated by religious bias, 16%, a little almost close to 17%, were motivated by sexual orientation, and 13.2% were motivated by ethnicity or national origin bias. 1% involved a bias against a disability.
Scarborough says sometimes the victims know who's committing a hate crime against them, and sometimes not.
In 2007, out of 6,965 known offenders, 62.9% were white, 20.8% were black, the race of unknown accounted for 9.8%, and other races, which would include American Indian or Alaskan Native and or Asian Pacific Islander, accounted for the remaining unknown offenders.
There are many locations where criminals commit hate crimes, and that data is included in the UCR's hate crimes statistics for 2007.
In 2007, 30.5% of the hate crimes occurring in the United States occurred in or near homes. 18.9% took place on highways, roads, alleys, or streets. 11% happened at schools or colleges. 6% in parking lots or garages, and 4% in churches, synagogue, or temples. The remaining 29.3% of hate crime incidents took place at other specified locations, multiple locations, or unknown locations such as government buildings.
If you're wondering where all the numbers come from, they are submitted to the FBI from thousands of police agencies nationwide.
The collection of hate crime is reported to the FBI Uniform Crime Reporting Program on a voluntary basis by some 17,000 law enforcement agencies around the country. Obviously, the reporting of hate crime by a law enforcement agency is a difficult crime to identify, so we work extensively with those agencies in terms of training and data quality to ensure that the information that the FBI is receiving and ultimately reporting is the best that it possibly can be.
If you know anything about a hate crime or that someone is going to commit a hate crime, please call the nearest FBI office or your local police right away. There's more information on the FBI's internet homepage, including the complete UCR hate crime statistics for 2007 at www.fbi.gov. That concludes our show. Thanks for listening. I'm Neil Schiff of the FBI's Office of Public Affairs.